Barry Nelson with Monitor 65, examining the world from all angles this afternoon. First, from outer space, as we have a further report on the most recent adventure, Gemini 5, and then we'll examine the inside of the Earth by joining some spelunkers exploring a cave in the Ozarks. And we'll hear from Al Capp, who looks at our planet from an angle all his own. And my view right now is that it's time for music. Here's Bobby Darin with That Funny Feeling.
There is an air about her, something so square about her, that makes you care about her more than you should. First that funny feeling, then the warm comes on. A dull familiar love before the storm comes on. The inconceivable becomes achievable. It's unbelievable what you can do when that funny feeling touches you. And she has got that funny feeling too.
No-Doze Keep Alert tablets fight off the hazy, lazy feelings of mental sluggishness, the dullness that can occur even though you're well-rested. When you take No-Doze at work, while driving, or when you just feel dull, you become more naturally alert to people and conditions around you. No-Doze helps restore your natural mental vitality, helps quicken physical reaction. Yet, No-Doze is as safe as coffee. Non-habit-forming, no harmful side effects. Anytime when you can't afford to be dull, sharpen your wits with No-Doze.
Sharpen your wits with No-Doze. No-Doze keeps you alert.
Now, Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp. Today, he tackles education.
Education is the magic word today. You can get bigger amounts of money faster by using that one word than the old-fashioned phrase, stick 'em up, and it means the same thing. A 20-year-old who's mastered the art of repairing automobile engines and who is of genuine use to his community, supporting himself and paying taxes, is considered expendable enough to send to a Vietnam rice paddy. But a 20-year-old who's taking a college course in Latvian literature is considered too valuable a national asset to be risked. The non-college kid who has learned to do something his community needs to have done, such as repair a carburetor or build a house, is considered uneducated. It's his duty to risk his life to protect the kid who is at college learning something nobody has any interest in but himself, and which his community can very well get along without. He's protected by our respect for any nonsense whatever labeled education and our ludicrous failure to understand who are the genuinely, usefully educated young people among us. In the name of education, hundreds of thousands of young frauds, dilettantes, poseurs, and phonies are being excused from military service. The military service that is compulsory for for hundreds of thousands of the sort of kids who are the true and irreplaceable greatness of this country. And this is Al Capp speaking to you on NBC's Monitor.
Just one thing, Al. Next time you're in New Haven, don't expect to get one of those good tables down at Maury's. Forget it. Al Capp is a regular here on Monitor throughout the weekend.
Come on over to the L&M side. Come on over for the taste of it. Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
The L&M side is for people who want taste and plenty of it. When you think about it, that's plenty.
Come on over, you'll be glad you did. Come on over to the L&M side.
For the cigarette you can taste.
To sing Here I Am, and here I am to listen.
Here I am, here I'll stay. All of my life will be together from now on. I was afraid, but now my doubts and fears have gone.
Minute, the subject will be Gemini 5 here on the Monitor Beacon.
M-A-C-Y, it's like to be thrifty at Macy's.
Sensational mattress and box spring sale at Macy's. Starting tomorrow, mattress and box spring sets and any firmness you want on sale for only $78.50. Because of Macy's spectacular purchase of closed-out luxury fabrics, and because Macy's own factory makes them, these mattresses and box spring sets are sale priced tomorrow for only $78.50. Comparable values from $114.90 to $124.90. Your choice of any type mattress, normal, firm, medium firm, extra firm, or super firm. Your choice of all latex foam rubber or blended cotton felt. Many fabrics and colors. Special, only $78.50 for mattress and box spring tomorrow at Macy's.
Smart to be thrifty at M-A-C-Y-S-A-C.
Your all-night host is Long John Neville on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
This is Monitor, and I'm Barry Nelson. And next, a Gemini 5 special report. Here is NBC's Jay Barbary at the Manned Spacecraft Center in Houston.
Champion space pilots Gordon Cooper and Charles Pete Conrad are cruising on the Atlantic this afternoon aboard the aircraft carrier Champlain. They are undergoing medical tests and generally relaxing after completing their 120 trips around Earth in 8 days. The astronauts are in good shape and are scheduled to fly from the carrier to Cape Kennedy tomorrow morning. Also on board the Champlain is the Gemini 5 spacecraft, which was in and out of trouble during its more than 3 million-mile space journey. Its problems were noted by a reporter in the post-flight news conference when he put this question to Flight Director Chris Kraft.
Would you consider the Gemini 5, their spacecraft and their spacecraft, and the average layman is conscious of one day's event after another. Was this thing a lemon?
I think that's a gross overstatement. I would hesitate to say the reason why the layman had the impression that he did. I think you probably know that better than I do. And
I'm trying to.
And furthermore, the performance of the spacecraft, in our opinion, was extremely good. We had some minor problems after the first day's flight when we finally, we the engineers made a resolution of what the systems were doing. The systems performed extremely well. We had some problems that we did have to contend to, but in any research program where we're dealing with new systems, that can be expected. But in the overall sense, the performance of the spacecraft was extremely good, and I don't think we can say that too often.
In St. Louis at the McDonnell plant where the Gemini 5 was built, engineers are already at work on the record-setting spacecraft's problems. If their analysis dictate a design change in the electrical fuel cell system or the Gemini's maneuvering rockets, the changes will be made before the 14-day flight of GT-7. Jay Barbary, NBC News, Houston.
Nelson Riddle in the orchestra, and that was Witchcraft. Now, a little witchcraft of our own. On any afternoon in August, what could be more refreshing than a visit to a cool, damp cave? Well, that's where we're going to go now. At least we plan to take a trip by ear. Monitor reporter Del Donahue guided us to the location.
A three-car train carrying 52 passengers is now pulling to a stop after a 3/8 of a mile journey from the depths of Marble Cave in the Missouri Ozarks. Among the passengers are the cave operator Jack Hershend, a friend Bob Holloway, and Jim, a 15-year-old companion who have just completed a cave exploring expedition. As you might guess, they're wet, covered with mud, and make quite a contrast to the others on the train who have taken the guided tour through this cavern, said to be the third largest in the United States. But I can see that our explorers, as they walk toward me, appear to be quite happy. Jack, how far off the beaten path did you get today?
Approximately 3 miles, Del, and the boys for their first trip did real, real well. It was a very enjoyable trip, having the boys that seemed to appreciate and enjoy every part of it.
But was it rugged?
It was. Well, ask Jim over here whether it was rugged or not. Take a look at him.
Well, Jim, I don't know whether you've ever had this much mud on you before or not. Did you find cave exploring to be hard work?
You better believe it.
All right, Jack, tell us a bit more about where you went today.
Well, we have about a half mile of cave that is open to our normal visitors, those that come in their Sunday clothes and expect to stay clean rather than like Jim and Bob have done here. Then we have 32 miles of explored and mapped passageways. The National Cave Exploring Society helped us map it in 1958. We had the National Convention, a group called the National Speleological Society. These are folks that like to go underground rather than climb mountains for a hobby, and they mapped 32 miles of passageways. This is not all in one direction, Del. We have one passageway that leads off to a little town called Branson, about 9 miles away, and actually goes underneath this town. And then there's another passageway that leads past our tremendous waterfall. I believe you've seen on the regular tour. And then the one we took today goes back to the two underground lakes that we have here in the cave, approximately 1,000 feet long and 60 feet deep.
Bob, let's get your reaction as an adult. I believe this is the first time that you have done any cave exploring.
Yes, it is. I thought it was quite an experience.
What did you see that impressed you most?
I think it was the lakes and the deep chasm that we had to crawl down through. The lakes were beautiful and very cold and clear.
Jim, what did you use for light?
Jack carried a flashlight and a kerosene lantern, and Bob carried a flashlight.
Jack, were there any signs of wildlife, animal life?
Yes, Del. On the trip, we go through the bat room, which is a rather large room with a ceiling approximately 150 feet high. And here the bats stay during the daytime. Of course, they're a nocturnal animal, and they fly out of the cave at dusk and return at daybreak.
Jack, what's the real challenge?
I've had the experience several times of getting into Virgin Cave, and this is a real thrill. I think this is the same reason people try to climb Everest and other mountains, is to get someplace that nobody's ever been before. And this we can do more easily, really underground, than you can in mountain climbing. There are still literally miles of passageways here, admittedly hard to get into because there have been folks ahead of you who wanted to get into Virgin Cave. But it's a real thrill to come to a room where you see a clay-covered floor and see no foot tracks and know that you and your party are the first ones to have ever seen this part of the world.
Jim, as a 15-year-old, do you want to go again?
I think so, yes.
I would imagine if your mother could see you now, she would say the first thing you must do is get a bath. Thank you very much, gentlemen. I'm happy that you're all safely back to the surface. For the past few minutes on Monitor, we've been talking with three men who have just returned from an exploring expedition in Marble Cave and slipping and sliding through territory that has been seen by a few others. From the Missouri Ozarks, near Branson, Del Donahue returning you to Radio Central, New York.
Del, now in case you don't know where Branson, Missouri is, it's on Lake Tanacomo near Bull Shoals and Table Rock Lakes. That's near Cavern and Silver Dollar City. And that's, well, listen, once you get to the Ozarks, you just ask anybody. You know, the feat of astronauts Cooper and Conrad is one of the great sports stories of our time, too. At least, well, it took what I consider to be great athletic ability. Imagine the physical stamina it takes to remain seated in an area as confined as that space capsule for 8 days. Most of us don't sit still for more than 8 minutes at a time. So I'd say Cooper and Conrad could be added to the list of all-star athletes. With the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe. An adequate supply of water is one of the major problems facing us for the future, an adequate supply of pure water. Some of the major waterways of our country are so polluted now that scientists tell us it will take years to restore them to what they should be. Every one of our 50 states and most of our communities have clean water programs. Find out about these programs and support them. Well, this is Barry Nelson for Monitor. News is next.
This is Frank McGee. Chet Huntley, Arlene Francis, and I are heard each morning on Emphasis on NBC Radio.
You get with Barney's Medicine Shop, you get with the greatest. Imagine 20,000 famous brand college fashions, everything from traditional flannels with vests to new tapered waist suits. And what values? Hart Schaffner & Mark's Racquet Club suits, advertised to $95 or only $64.50. Alterations free, and you get your own university charge account card. The greatest. That's Barney's Medicine Shop, 7th Avenue and 17th Street, where you select your college clothes. You don't just settle for them. Open till 9, free parking. Lunch with Mimi Benzel weekdays on The Conversation Station, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.